of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Jumbo Junior Airlines. You'll be dancing about everything when you see our elephants fly.
Welcome to this podcast. Welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And we have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
.com.
Hey, Ryan.
You
all ready to Dumbo?
Oh my gosh, please.
Did I just totally set the podcast off wrong?
I feel triggered. Like,
yeah, totally.
We just got back from seeing the new Dumbo film. Steve, what did you think of Dumbo?
So I liked it.
And this
is the problem.
This is the problem. I nearly fell down the stairs when you said this on our way out of the movie theater.
Legit, right? Like, how bad is my taste in movies? How bad is it that, like, with Captain Marvel, I was like, I don't know, really? Like, I could barely stay awake during the movie.
Right.
And then this one, I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, I was giving it a solid, like, 8.
Ooh.
Like, I was like, yeah, sure, it's an 8. And then by the end, I was like, okay, maybe like a 7.5. But still not bad. Like, I'd still give it a B or something, somewhere in there.
So here's the thing. I am already on record as saying I don't like the live action remakes of Disney films. I think they're unnecessary and they're money grabby, and I don't really like them.
They are both of those things. Well, money grabby.
Money grabby.
They're definitely money grabby.
And so I went into this movie already kind of hesitant. I wasn't excited about it. Dumbo, the movie itself, is not happy.
Right.
So you kind of go into this movie going, they're going to try to make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
And since the original movie was all of 45 minutes long, the fact that this movie is 2 hours long already made me feel even more hesitant. Because I'm like, what are they doing to stretch this out this far? It's a very small original movie, you know? So I went in, as some people do, I went in with a bad feeling already.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me specifically, if I go in with a bad feeling about things,
it doesn't get better.
No, it can, but the movie has to do something to earn that. You know, I don't go in and go, well, they didn't shoot me, so it's not that bad. You know, like, it's just, it was not, I did not like Dumbo.
Yeah.
I did not like the movie at all. I heard myself sighing a lot, rolling my eyes.
And we do have to say this is a post-movie recap, so basically spoilers are all over the place.
Right, super
and,
spoilers.
Obviously,
sorry.
If you've already clicked on the episode, you probably know that.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get into some spoiler territory. But I was thoroughly unenchanted by this movie. I wanted it to be better than it was. When I go into a movie not thinking I'm going to like it, I want to be proven wrong. I want to be like, you know what? Good for them. They really made the effort. They really pushed this. They really tried something unique.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I just don't feel that way with Dumbo.
Yeah. There's a possibility I just like Tim Burton movies too, because the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remake he did, I enjoyed it too.
Sure.
Nobody else did.
No.
And so the same thing with this.
The same reason, I think, is that he takes movies that from our childhood had this brightness and this wonder to it.
Yeah.
And then he muddies it up, makes it dark, puts spirals everywhere, and we're supposed to think, ooh, it's edgy. And I love me some Tim Burton movies. I watched Beetlejuice
That's true.
On repeat from age 6 to age 13, it's all I watched. Like, I watched it all the time.
We have a V. Neil poster in our bedroom.
I love V. Neil.
I'm just kidding.
She's a special effects person, for those of you that don't.
Yeah, nobody got that joke.
No one knows who that is. So it's not against Tim Burton or his imagery or anything like that, but one of my main complaints about Dumbo was that from the very beginning, it looks fake. It looks...
This is my problem with a lot of the action, the remakes that they're doing now that they figured out how to do CGI on top of everything. Mm-hmm. They're just on a great big green screen of chaos, and that's what you see on screen a lot of the time, that you can see right through it.
So, yeah. And it may be just because this is one that they wanted you to see in 3D or whatever, so they weren't as particular about things.
Oh, that could be a thing.
But from the very first frame, I was like, this looks horrifically fake. Huh. To me. Again, I'm trying not to be so negative, because there are some people I'm sure that enjoy it.
I did.
You.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, this could not come between us, I have to say. But there are some people that could enjoy it, for sure, and I have no judgments against those people. However, I detested this movie. I did not enjoy one thing about it.
Well,
I
hate part to of say the problem that. Is that, like, the subject matter of Dumbo is awful. It is such an a sad story.
Yeah.
And so for, you know, for them even going to try to tackle that again, I was kind of shocked by.
Yeah.
And the fact that they turned, like you said, 45 minute show into a 2-hour movie. And what's up with the length of movies, though? Is there some sort of thing that, like, they need to be 2.5 hours long now? Is there a reason for this? Is it for people feel like they get their money's worth?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think it is. Movies now are very expensive to go and see.
Yeah.
So if you pay a full $13 to take your child to a movie and it's 45 minutes long,
oh, sure. No.
People are going to be mad about it.
But, like, the comedies of the 1980s and 1990s, man, those things were like were an hour and a half flat. Like, yeah. They were like, you were in and out of those theaters.
Well, and people used to scoff at a 2-hour movie. They're like, 2 hours? Oh my gosh, what? Is this Gone with the Wind? Why is this so long?
Legit, you know? Yeah, totally true. But every movie we've gone to see lately has just been hours and hours of...
Yeah, they're trying to make you feel like you're getting your experience out of it, which is, in some cases, is great. And in some cases, like I think in the simplicity of Dumbo, I feel like trying to pull it to a 2-hour movie just makes a lot of space for filler that I didn't see as necessary.
Yeah, a few scenes went on a little bit too long for my taste, kind of, but not as bad as some of the movies I've seen. Mm-hmm. Some of them recently just drive me crazy with how slowly they move and the long staring glances. I didn't get much of that through any of this. I love to see Danny DeVito back in action.
He's very Danny DeVito.
Very Danny DeVito with it. Loved him. I was, you know
what's funny about that? A weird Tim Burton callback again. I always thought that Danny DeVito in Batman Returns, he plays the Penguin.
Yeah.
I thought his movements were a choice for the Penguin. Like, he chose to move that way. And then you see him in movies like this, and you go, oh no, that's just how Danny DeVito moves. He's just the Penguin.
That's just the way he walks. I love him. I love him so much. He's so crazy.
He commits.
But I am curious, though, the choice about why was Batman so angry?
Yeah, weird rematch up of...
Legit, too, right?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton was back in there again. Yeah. And, I like that.
He was
that.
A madman.
Mm, totally.
No.
Much like you?
Much like me. You're I said on elephant. The way home, I was like, this movie made me a mad elephant. I'm mad about this.
I'm loving this, y'all.
Because Steve and I usually are fairly close on what we think about movies, but when Steve said, I liked it, I'm like, what?
I knew I was going to be in trouble. I totally knew it.
No, you're allowed to like it. You're allowed to like it. However, this is what I've been waiting for, is for you to tell me what it is that you liked. Because I would like to have things pointed out to me that I go, oh, you know what? I didn't think of that. So no. What is it that you liked?
So you can't get philosophical and good about a Disney movie anymore. Like, I think that they're somewhat simple.
Major downside, by the way.
Right. But I like the visuals of it. I thought the visuals were somewhat fun. I thought that, you know, when you're riding the train, to see the Casey train come to life in the beginning, for me, I thought, oh, like, this is an elevated experience for what you've seen in the past, maybe. And it's fun to see that, like, continue on past the original movie. But I'm the kind of person that I love a good dance remix of a song as much as the original song, and most people detest that.
Okay.
And so I think that's good art, is like when it just continues to inspire and continue. So why not inspire themselves to do something different again with it? I have zero problem with that, as long as it's done well. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it well for me, like, well enough, I guess.
Mm.
Like, I had a good enough time for it. I enjoyed it. I probably would pay to go see this movie and not feel bad about it at the end. So that's good.
Okay. Nothing you said made sense to me. No, like, I understand that people like... Here's my theory on the live-action remakes. Is that there are a lot of people who feel that it's childish or beneath them to continue watching cartoons into adulthood, right?
They go,
I can't be bothered to sit and watch cartoons. Now, none of our audience is like that, because we're all Disney fans. So we are all more than willing to sit and watch a cartoon.
When you first met me, I never watched cartoons.
See, there you go. And I've known plenty of people my age, my advanced age, that are like, you still watch cartoons? Good grief. You know, like, there are people that feel it's beneath them to watch cartoons. Mm-hmm. However, we all still really have fond memories of watching cartoons. So with Disney remaking these into live action, it somehow re-legitimizes liking these movies again for a lot of people that go, oh, now it's a much more mature. Look how much darker it is. It's so much more gritty and real now. Now I can re-enjoy this.
It's a flying elephant.
Well, exactly. It's the whimsy without having to watch a cartoon that people seem to respond to.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that they aren't able to do with so much with CGI, and that Disney was on the cutting edge originally of mixing genres together. Like, they would do that, right? Like, they would have animation inside live action originally.
Yeah.
So it's just a new way for them to do it, to expand their art form that they've already had. And so if you...
But it's not an expansion. It's redo. See, this is my problem. This
problem
is what I
with
said,
money.
Too.
Here's the problem with
the
money.
The problem with money. Don't say money to me. It's a horrible, dirty word. If you haven't seen Saving Mr. Banks, you should, because I quote it all the time. But here's the point. That's the point, is you are not being innovative. You are not pushing the envelope. You are not creating.
Right.
You are just... taking something out of mothballs, dusting it off, and giving it a new coat of paint, and reselling it.
That's absolutely
true. I would have been much more forgiving had they said, Tim Burton, give us a new story.
Right.
Give us a circus story. If you want to do a circus story, great.
Reinvent and make it
bigger. Give us something.
Yeah.
But instead, they give us... And they didn't even give us Dumbo, really. This movie focuses more on the human characters than it does on the elephants.
We knew that was going to happen, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Another reason that I was hesitant to walk into it. So, everything... All of my fears about this movie were confirmed, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And then new ones were thrust upon me. Like, I don't feel like any of the gravitas is earned. They try to make you feel bad for Dumbo without giving you a relationship with Dumbo. Or with his mother. They play the baby mind song, which is heartbreaking in the original movie. I cannot make it through Dumbo without crying because of that stupid song. In this movie, it's an afterthought that they stuck in there because they knew people were expecting it, and they do repeat shots from the cartoon. But they're banking on you having an emotional connection from the cartoon.
From the original cartoon.
Because they did not build up that relationship in the movie at all.
Well, there were a few kids in the audience that I'm pretty sure haven't seen the cartoon, and they were sobbing like babies during
that
scene.
There was one child, and who knows what actually happened to that kid. You don't know if he was actually
sad. I'm projecting
all
of my childhood
drama. You're like, you're super sad about this part. And like I said, people can have whatever reaction they want to it, but I feel like it was manufactured, and I feel like there are numerous things that could have been done to make this movie better, in my opinion.
And speaking of Saving Mr. Banks, what was the father doing in this movie again? Is that the father, right?
Yes.
That is the father from Mr.
Banks. I'm not sure why they cast him as a Southern American man. Like, it was weird to hear him do a Southern
kind accent. Of, it kind of was. And, like, I'm all for actors being able to do multiple parts, but it's hard when they're within the same, within the same genre of movie and with the same production studio and so much that's the same. You can't quite disconnect the original character from this character, if you know what I mean.
So you're expecting to be like a drunk or something?
A little bit, like a little bit of that. Like I'm obviously able to make that distinction now, but then I remember that there were the kids from Song of the South, right? They did another movie right after that with Disney, and then I'm like, I'm so confused. Why would you have them in another movie? Are they the same characters? Oh no, they're completely different characters. Do they dress differently? Oh no, they dress exactly
the
same.
It's the same
time. Okay, well then in my mind, it's really hard to distinguish that these are two different stories completely.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not sure.
But this is what Tim Burton does. I mean, I guess we should just be grateful that Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter weren't in it. Because, legitimately, he likes to get into a groove with certain actors.
Yeah.
And he'll reuse them.
Yeah.
You know. So you just kind of expect those sort of things from Tim Burton now.
But Tim Burton didn't do Saving Mr. Banks.
No. No.
Decided to put the same father in there and stuff. And he was fine. Like, I guess.
No, Colin Farrell is a great actor. He does fine in everything that he does.
Yeah.
I didn't respond well to the human characters in Dumbo. They were always all a secondary thought in the cartoon.
What made the original Dumbo show so cute was so interesting is that the fact that the actual people, the real people that were in there, that they had, like you said it before, right? That they're all in silhouette. You never really see their faces.
You see them very rarely and for very minimal amounts of time. And anything extended, they show them in silhouette through a tent or through the eyes of Timothy as he's trying to prompt the ringmaster. And without getting too preachy, this is exactly what I think this movie should have been. I think it would have been visually stunning and so much more stimulating to film the whole thing from 3 feet off the ground, literally from Dumbo's perspective. You're grounded in his mind. The world is loud and colorful and dark, and the only time that you have any solace is with your mother, and then they take your mother away, and it's absolutely heartbreaking to lose her. And then after whoever knows how long, you know, that you are stuck on ground, you learn to fly, and then you get these sweeping, huge flying shots that would be...
It would make for a very artistic movie.
It would have been much more, in my opinion. And I would have, you know, Disney makes the movies, so I'm sure no one gets much of a say. But if I was in charge, I would say, we can cast whoever they want, but they're going to be basically shot from the shins down, and we're only ever going to hear their voices. And everything's going to focus on the elephant. And
you still would have known it was Danny DeVito with his little walk.
Oh, of course, yeah. The penguin marching in. But, you know, in my mind, it would have been a bold move that I think people would have reacted to. And for someone like Tim Burton, who is so visual, it would have been a challenge and also something for him to express himself visually with that could have been really impressive. But instead, we go for the most standard story that I called months ago, where, like, oh, it's a struggling circus, and all of a sudden Dumbo swoops in, and everyone's like, ooh, ah, and then some unscrupulous guy comes in and tries to steal him. You know, like, it turns into a paint-by-numbers type of movie that I'm not a fan of. A Mad Libs
movie where you just kind of
Yeah.
And I hate to even say anything negative at all now, but...
Why? I've been doing it all.
Where was my favorite swear word ever? Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
There was no Jiminy Cricket.
Steve.
Wrong show?
Jiminy Cricket is in Pinocchio.
Oh, I was so close. Okay, but no, seriously. Okay, no, but seriously. Dreamland, I think, should totally be the new...
I'm sorry, you just broke me.
I think Dreamland should totally be the new fifth Disney park at Disney World now.
Oh, really?
Don't you think, the gate alone, I think, is fascinating. And so, to have that
there's
thing
a hidden
arch,
Mickey in the gate, too, if you were paying attention.
I didn't notice a hidden Mickey.
No, I thought it was actually very interesting, and I've said it multiple times now, so Steve's tired of hearing it, but I found it very interesting that Disney made a movie where they are the villain without realizing that they're making themselves a movie with themselves as the villain. Because literally, they take this precious little elephant who has a very simple life and a very simple story, they thrust him into this overproduced circus situation where there's lights and dancing and swells of music and automated platforms, and it ends up being a horrific disaster because they don't respect the elephant, and it burns to the ground.
Right. They're literally, the crazy man in the booth burning the place down.
Like, literally, there's a guy that looks at it and goes, well, this was a disaster, you know? And it's like, Disney, this is exactly what you're doing, though. You're taking this beloved movie that people like me respond to every time I watch it. I cannot get through it without crying.
Right.
And then you've ripped it out of that, put it into a much larger, ridiculously sized package, and tried to merchandise it and merchandise it and merchandise it, and I don't feel like it worked for you.
It does seem ironic, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Right. So the other thing we were thinking about with the fifth park was we're going to make up a mythical park of our own, right?
Well, this was originally an obscure Disney idea. Yeah. Originally, they thought it would be fun to do a Dark Kingdom, a park dedicated to the villains of the Disney films, which you and I decided was a phenomenal idea.
Phenomenal idea.
So we are getting ready to do a series of podcasts about it. We're calling it the Dark Kingdom Anthology. We're basically building the Dark Kingdom.
Sure.
As a podcast.
Yeah.
So as you're listening to this, it'll already be up, but head to our Instagram or to our Facebook, and we're starting out with Main Street of Dark Kingdom.
Yeah.
I've thrown together just a little concept art, and we're just having an open discussion as to what should be on Main Street in Dark Kingdom.
And so if they have discussions, or if they have ideas, they should tell us about these ideas so we can talk about them as well?
Yeah, we want to steal your ideas.
Right? Yeah. How Disney of us.
Right?
Just kidding, it's not.
So do you have an obscure villain that doesn't get enough attention, or do you have a villain that you think should own a specific shop on Main Street? Because we have ideas, but, you know, we're only two people. It takes a village. People. But so go and check out our Instagram and our Facebook and join in the conversation so that we can talk about some of your ideas. But it's like I always say, let's get ready to Dumbo. Ugh. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.